A major dispute is looming between Optus and Telstra. It's about watching TV on your smartphone or tablet device. Telstra wants Optus to stop providing telecasts of AFL matches to its internet and phone customers via the use of so-called cloud technology. That enables the game to be recorded and then rebroadcast just minutes after it was shown live. Michael Edwards has this report.
These days, laptops, smartphones and tablets have turned buses, cafes and even park benches into TV rooms. The latest service of this type to be offered in Australia comes courtesy of Optus. Optus TV now provides customers with the ability to access AFL games just minutes after the game was broadcast live. It's done using what's known as cloud technology. Luke Hopewell is a technology commentator at ZDNet Australia.
When you're looking at the Optus service in particular, what you have to understand is that you can tell the service what to record from free-to-air television and then stream it back to your device at a time that's more convenient for you. So, for example, if you have a whole library full of content, then, yeah, that potential is there to have access to a bevy of material to stream back whenever it's most suitable for you.
The only problem is Telstra has a deal with the AFL to provide the games to its customers. Telstra paid $153 million for exclusive rights to broadcast the games over the internet. It's also presently negotiating a deal with the NRL. And not surprisingly, it isn't happy with Optus rebroadcasting AFL games. Optus says the AFL and NRL have alleged it's infringing copyright. So, Optus has turned to the federal court to try to stop the two codes from suing it for breach of copyright. Luke Hopewell says it's uncharted territory for broadcasting in Australia.
It's a copyright matter. So when you have a look at something like copying CDs to a computer, for example, that was a copyright issue back in the day as well.
What does it mean for the future?
I think this case is going to be a precedent. If this case comes to a ruling, you'll find a lot of people who will either want to continue the way if it's a positive ruling for time-shifting services in the cloud. But if it's not, you'll find a lot of people backing away from the technology and maybe sort of scratching their heads in their own bunkers and reconsidering a new product.
Optus is confident its service does not result in any copyright infringement. Telstra says it has serious concerns about the use of any technology to circumvent its rights to the AFL, NRL and V8 supercars. The AFL isn't commenting. Mary-Ann Reid is the Chief Executive of the Australian Copyright Council.
First of all, it involves new technologies, in particular the cloud storage systems, which have emerged recently and are now going to be seeing a lot more of them. It also involves a set of laws that probably didn't contemplate these types of services, and it involves a number of corporations which are looking at ways to make money out of the new online environment. So all those things have come together to create the situation that we see here.
The hearing begins in the federal court tomorrow.
Michael Edwards.